Joining me now is Karen Kingston. Karen, I got your first slide up. Let's go. Congo starts Ebola vaccinations to stem outbreak in Northwest, WHO says.
So there was just a report. I think this is April 27th. So yesterday there was two reports of Ebola in the Congo. But if you go into the and they started vaccinating, they shipped over 200 vaccines there. You're using the old slide deck. Go to the next slide. It's fine. Go to the next one.
Oh, did I use the wrong one? I'm sorry. No, go.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll go fast. It's faster to do this. So then I just did a quick search today in the news. And I know some of the stuff is 3 weeks ago or last year, but why the WHO took 2 years to say COVID is airborne. So this is when you Google Ebola airborne. Then it says new tech makes detecting airborne Ebola virus possible. So they're making it sound like Ebola is airborne. And then last year, too, they were saying how contagious is Ebola? CDC documents compare virus to COVID-19 Delta variant. So we were told the COVID-19 Delta variant is the most infectious and most, airborne virus, and they're comparing it. So they're priming people up for this hemorrhagic fever, whether it's from Ebola, whether it's from Marburg, whether it's from a Nipah virus, and it's going to be airborne. I want to go, if Logan's ready, go straight to what Dr. Fauci says. Go straight to video. Go straight to the video, what Dr. Fauci said in November of 2014 in regards to if we should be concerned about Ebola. And this will just answer questions or suppress lies that are going to be, that may be coming out in the next 2 months. Because what we went over last time is they need another pandemic to induce fear so that we are so scared that we want to go along with authoritarian
because
rules.
Because you were here 2 days ago saying and showing their 2013 study that said the best way to get people to give up their liberties and freedoms is through a pathogen and a famine. And I don't know if you just saw our first guest, Pete Santelli and James Roguski, because James Roguski was telling us about the WHO treaty May 22nd to the 28th that will put the director of WHO in charge of when to declare a public health emergency in the nations, including the U.S. Did you hear any of that?
I didn't, but we aren't. So the nations aren't going to buy another COVID epidemic. They're going to have to step it up with something that's a hemorrhagic fever virus.
Yep. And what I'm saying is that they're already putting into place to be able to have the WHO tied to the UN absolutely supersede the US by us getting into this treaty. It's you can see the pieces being set up just as you and other people are laying them out. Let's go to Fauci.
Okay.
So what is Ebola? Ebola is a virus, member
There's
of
no
a
volume,
family
Logan.
Called filoviruses, F-I-L-O. And the reason is, if you look at it in an electron microscope, it's a rather ugly looking virus. It's got these filaments that actually look rather intimidating. From someone who's looked in the microscopes for viruses over so many years, it's one of the ugliest ones that I've ever seen. The transmission cycle, we know what happens from human to human, but there are still some unanswered questions. It exists in fruit bats and certainly infects non-human primates like gorillas and chimpanzees and monkeys and others, and it kills off these non-human primates intermittently. It jumps species, as some, if not most, of emerging microbes do. So it's fundamentally an animal virus. It's not fundamentally a human virus that stays in the human population. It bleeps up in these outbreaks that I told you, 24 of them, and we're in the middle of a massive one right now. And the way it gets there is really not clear. Eating animals, touching them, slaughtering them, preparing them for food. But once it gets into a human, it's transmitted only by direct contact with the bodily fluids of an individual who's sick. And we're going to get back to this, because this is all the concern, the argument, the debate about who can and cannot transmit Ebola and why healthcare workers are the people who are at the absolute most risk, as are people in a family who take care of an individual, as are people who handled bodies, because the actual burial ceremonies when people touch bodies are one of the most important ways it's transmitted. So we want to keep in mind, unlike influenza, which is transmitted across parts of rooms by aerosol that you can't even see. Ebola is transmitted by direct contact. When you say bodily fluids, it's a euphemism. We're talking about diarrhea, vomit, blood, when people cough up. That's what we talk about when we say bodily fluids. Its incubation period is anywhere from 2 to 21 days. The mean is right around 8 to 10 days. And by incubation period means that if I get infected now by working with a person, somewhere between 2 and 21 days I'm going to get sick, very likely around 8 to 10 days. Once I get sick, I start to feel flu-like symptoms. At that point, it is unlikely that I am infected. 90%+ of the times you get a fever, and then you start having diarrhea, vomiting, coughing, bleeding, and it's that causes the transmissibility. Very, very important point to put out. So that's about...
Wow.
So what he just said was that there's no such thing as asymptomatic transmission. It is not airborne. And even when you feel sick and have a fever, you're not infectious. It's when you start getting diarrhea, vomiting, and bleeding, you know, and potentially large amounts of sputum. That's what causes infection. Not my words, Dr. Anthony Fauci. I just want to be clear. So when people are told that there's airborne transmission of Ebola, that is a lie. The only way that there is aerosol transmission of an Ebola virus is if it's an aerosol bioweapon attack. So let's quickly go through a couple slides.
Okay.
This is just a recent study. Again, we showed this before, where they talk about studying at the NIH, NIAID, the difference between symptomatic and asymptomatic infection of Ebola. This is impossible. There should be no reason why there is a study for this. This was determined to be impossible back in 2014. Not my words. Dr. Anthony Fauci declared that in 2014. They're trying to create an airborne version. So far, they've been failing at creating airborne hemorrhagic fever viruses. By they, I mean the NIH and NIAID. So again, asymptomatic spread of Ebola or Marburg or Nipah, which is a fruit bat, he had said, does not happen. Next slide. And this is just real quick, another Ebola-funded study. Again, this study is going to talk about the genotype in infected patients and how transmission happens. This is a waste of our money. We know how transmission happens. They are working on weaponizing a virus, either Ebola virus or with Marburg, Nipah, and possibly coronaviruses to attempt to make them airborne. Naturally, it is not airborne. Not my words, Dr. Fauci's. We just heard them. Next slide. This is another study. The Nipah virus is another, it's from a fruit bat. It also causes hemorrhagic fever. So swelling of the brain, encephalitis, and bleeding. $5 million grant to the Henry Jackson Ford for Advanced Military Medicine study to determine the relevance of Nipah and Hendra, again, Marburg fever viruses, highly pathogenic threats to both human and livestock health. They are available in nature and can be synthetically generated and easily produced and disseminated with the potential for high mortality rates and major public health impact. Synthetic because they are trying to recreate and weaponize these viruses to make them airborne. This is a 2021 grant. So far, they continue to fail to do this. Ebola is not airborne. It is unlikely they've made an airborne version. Go on to the next slide. Again, this is now talking about, though, if we can get Ebola into people's bodies through nanotubes, we can infect their white blood cell, their innate immune response, very quickly and very aggressively. This is also another NIH grant. It is not for protection. It is weaponizing Ebola to spread and create infection more quickly throughout the entire innate immune response throughout your macrophages. That's what this is for. I think this is a 2022 grant. Again, all these grants should be shut down. Go on to the next slide, because I know we don't have a lot of time. How would Ebola be airborne? Well, Peter Daszak told us in 2016 in his pitch to DARPA for the weaponization of SARS-CoV-2 that he's working with Dr. Rock at USGS National Wildlife, who has developed animal vaccines through licensure. And animal vaccine simply means how can we inoculate animals and mammals, such as humans. And they can do this through the lipid nanoparticle technology, either one, through transdermal applied nanotechnology, so through your skin. Touching a surface would count. That's fomite transmission. We've heard this before. If a surface is sprayed down, skin contact could allow for the lipid nanoparticles to then penetrate your skin and infect you. Sticky edible gels, so something that you eat or something that could be frozen in ice. And then aerosol prototype sprayers designed for caves or indoor settings, as well as automatic sprayers for movement detectors. In and outside entry of building entry points. So they told us. So if Ebola, if there's an outbreak of Ebola, it's because it was a bioweapon attack by an enemy of America. Go on to the next slide.
Or our own intelligence agencies.
It was by our intelligence agencies. Yeah. Yeah. It was by our intelligence agencies, our enemies of America. So everyone's thinking, well, we have to look for those jets flying across the sky, right? It's going to be those, whatever they call those jets.
Chemtrails.
Not necessarily.
Chemtrails.
We could actually be given something to spray in our schools, our hospitals, and our nursing homes to disinfect. And that may well be the aerosol version of a weaponized Ebola virus. From a company called EnviroMist. I know about this company because they contracted with my son's school to spray my son's school down in San Marcos, California. Go to the next video clip, please, Logan. The video clip.
He's grabbing it. Here goes.
So it may not be a chemtrail. It may be people in universities, in schools, middle schools, nursing home centers, hospitals, and
by
churches.
By the way, several years ago, I reported that North Korea was practicing maybe spraying them down, acting like they were pest control and other things, or getting people jobs inside buildings as commercial people to clean buildings, and it's really a terrorist attack.
Watch this. This is what they're using. This is what they're using my son's school.
Wow. Now you're not
that
saying.
Man,
yeah.
Go on.
You're not that saying this guy is doing anything wrong. You're just saying if you have companies that get contracted to do something, like I said, probably 10 years ago, I reported on North Korea going and spraying with posing as like pest control or janitors. But why is he in a suit like that? Can you tell me that?
That product is called EnviroMist. I researched it because my son's school is using it. It's what they call organic based product to reduce bacteria and viruses. Organic based doesn't mean it's organic like your yogurt or your oat milk. It means that is carbon based, so graphene oxide based, and it uses microorganisms to create a biosphere to stop the spread of viruses. Human beings are the viruses. That's the same stuff they would use in my son's school, and that man is wearing pretty much a biohazard safety level 3, uniform to spray down something allegedly to prevent vaccines and viruses. I will eat my shirt if that's true.
Exactly.
And Pine Sol.
And then we go to your slide, back to this, using the pathogen prevalence to get people to give up to, authoritarian governance.
And imagine if there's an outbreak of Ebola viruses in schools and children, and a number of children get it.
So the bottom line is, this is not spread. We heard it from Fauci. If this is a breakout, it's either been a terrorist attack or it's done by our own government. That's it, right?
Yeah. And the community if it happens in a community, it's not just looking for chemtrails in the sky. You find out who was using what sterilization products in what schools, what nursing homes, what hospitals, and you charge them with conspiracy for murder, okay, or aggravated assault.
Karen
because
Kingston.
Ignorance is not an excuse. I'm sick of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Sick of it.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah. KarenKingston.net. KarenKingston.net. Good job, Karen.